Being now, the Good Day program presents Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, spends the hour with us going through some of the important news of the week, some of your questions. Extend yourself if you'd like to. Questions to Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken has a terrific background as a cardiologist. His presence here is brought to us by, in part, the folks that bring you Superbeats. Superbeats is the easiest way to get the nitrates you need. Ken will explain during the hour why nitrates are so important. You can order Superbeats. Put this number down. Or when Ken tells you the story, you can order them at 800-655-4183. One of the things that's important here is to go through some of the news from the medical journals from this past week, figure out how it affects people. We have a focus on exercise. Matter of fact, not only does exercise improve your cognitive abilities as you get older, but it extends your life, period. There are people who wonder about the best exercises, and I see there's a report on that this weekend.
There's just a lot of publications this week on exercise. And, yes, people wonder, myself wonders, which exercise is the best. And we know that exercise, Doug, extends life and it reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. But, again, which one is the best? In this study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, I think, try to attempt to answer that question. And what they report is that there's a 47% lowering of the risk of dying in those who play racquetball, 28% lowering in swimmers, and a 27% lowering for those who do aerobics, 15% for those who are cyclists. So from this study, you may want to swim and play tennis, and you might stay on planet Earth the longest.
That's your desire. Good thing. It's no good being on the planet and not being healthy. It just isn't. It's just, why would you
it's
want to be
not as much
here?
Fun.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. All right. Now, as I said, with Ken's expertise as a cardiologist, he is very tuned in to information about your heart, your circulatory system, although he's a blended physician, has expertise in every area. I can tell you every year going through his clinic, I know he's looking at me from top to bottom, and I like that. I appreciate that. But as he is a cardiologist, sometimes our conversation skews in that direction. After all, it is the biggest at-risk part of your body. You don't take care of your heart, kerplunk, you're done. And I noticed that there is yet another study on smoking and your heart health.
Exactly. This is of concern, especially to our younger listeners, the British Medical Journal, because I think a lot of people have grown up and a lot of young people currently smoke thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me. This is grandpa's problem. Mm-hmm. And the British Medical Journal, we learned just the opposite is true when this is actually studied. We know, Doug, smoking causes an amazing number of medical problems. We know about heart disease, stroke, but it also causes lung disease, diabetes, emphysema, and an amazing 1 in 3 heart deaths in America are from smoking. Smoking is about the worst thing you can possibly do to your heart if you want to choose one thing. And smokers under the age of 50 are more than 8 times likely to have a heart attack. And this is the most aggressive heart attack causing age. If you smoke, as you get older, the risk of having the big one actually decreases as you smoke compared to when you're younger. So there's a whopping 8.5 times increase in having the big one if you smoke under the age of 50.
Wow. And wasn't it, didn't we have the conversation here last week or the week before about smoking or doing anything before your body is fully, mid-20s, your body's not fully developed? Nothing about your body is fully developed until you're in your 20s, right?
Well, some things are, but there are things that are not. And it just doesn't make any sense. If you really like yourself, if you want to be as functional as possible, if you want to be a peak performer, it doesn't make any sense at any time to use nicotine products.
It's just really interesting how people use it in the word about, like, women, young women smoke because they don't want to get heavy. What are you, nuts?
Well, they believe it increases their metabolism, and once you're on it, you know, life changes the first time you use any of these drugs, and nicotine definitely is a drug, and your body just becomes dependent on it, and you will rationalize the use of it till the end of the day. And
right. And
people who do come off of nicotine products, they often do gain weight because the nicotine was increasing the metabolism and helping to burn up calories. But, you know, go to the gym. You may actually find another way to burn off calories.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about something else here that is something that we have a lot of when we're younger men and don't have as much of as we get older. So in order to continue to function, there are those who will take supplements that are testosterone-driven. And I'm looking at this article from the British Medical Journal and wondering how much is too much when it comes to testosterone.
Well, what one needs to be aware of, Doug, is that there's a 63% increased risk of clot formation in the veins. And that's the news out of the British Medical Journal today. And that's very significant because this can lead to clots in the lungs. It can lead to possibly even heart attacks or strokes if there's some structural abnormalities in the circulation, and it can lead to death. And we know that testosterone supplements also increase the risk of heart attacks, personality changes, and even infertility. So again, if the doctor recommends that you need testosterone, because this is the difficult yin-yang of medicine, because there are some people where the risk of not taking supplemental testosterone outweighs the risk of taking it. But unless you've been to medical school and have had years of experience taking care of patients, please don't make this decision yourself. Talk to an experienced physician in this area, endocrinologist, hormone specialist, urologists are especially good. And the interesting thing to me about this is women who took estrogens in the past, we discovered had blood clots in the legs. I'm sure you heard of that, Doug.
Here,
taking testosterone for the guys, we now have discovered increases the same risk of these blood clots in the legs.
Have you looked at my test results, my blood test that I sent to you yet?
No, we haven't. I will have to look and see if we got it. We didn't, as of yesterday, get it.
Oh, I faxed it to you. No, actually, the people that did the blood work actually faxed it to you directly.
Well, what they say about assume, the first three letters.
It makes an ass out of you and me. There is inference. I was looking at my number. The testosterone number was 895. And I wondered and I'm not really, every once in a while, I think I've taken DHEA and things like that, but
that varies from lab to lab, but I would imagine even where you went, that was a good number.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. Well, we'll talk about the ramifications of it. Once you look at it, I'm happy to be a guinea pig in talking about what's going on with my body. Sometimes is not inspirational, I'm going to suggest, but this idea or two, when the ideas come from you are listening to us discuss about what's going on with our bodies, maybe it'll help you to make decisions about what to do with your own body. I know that this suggestion from Dr. Ken about Super Beats is something that all of you ought to pay a lot of attention to.
This is a healthy supplement with good research behind it, demonstrating that it's safe and effective. There's a physiologist at Baylor University who's very, very much involved in developing, ongoing, watching the safety and effectiveness of this product. And And the reason why this is so important is because in 1988, we discovered that nitric oxide is a signaling molecule in the body. And this was so important that by 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for this discovery. Head to toe, your body needs nitric oxide. It's the third important gas after oxygen and carbon dioxide. We all learned in high school biology that the red blood cell carries the oxygen, but it also carries nitric oxide. And before the red blood cell can get into the circulation, it sprays the blood vessel. It's like a garage door opener, and the blood vessel relaxes, opens up, and then the red blood cell can scoot right through and deliver the oxygen from head to toe to the body. You need to continuously remake this nitric oxide. So the body needs the building blocks of nitric oxide. And yes, you can eat tons of the foods that have these building blocks, but most people don't get enough of these foods. And I recommend my patients test their nitric oxide levels. You can do it with this test strip developed by this physiologist at Baylor University. I've tested mine, and it's just an easy thing to do. And if your nitric oxide levels are low, you can take their Neo 40 product. This is a wonderful, healthy way to get that energy.
It's a fabulous product. 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 4242. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4242.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Dear Ulta Beauty,
we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle and fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine.
And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list, and this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty, joy to the girl.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Part of the landscape when it comes to your health and well-being. Sadly enough, like to be telling you that there were things you could get naturally that would help you through much of the maladies that are around. And that's true to a point, but you still need, I find, and Ken says this often, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. This is the Good Day program, Good Day Health. We are here to help you understand what's going on in the open theater of information, but also more specifically, what's going on in your body. Americans have strange health habits. Some of them are really good, some of them are really bad, and so we're here to help you understand what's going on, as much as you may want to question things, but remember, it's your body, your health, your life. You got to take the action yourself. But if you are of a mind to really get a great checkup, like I talk about every year, I'll see Ken Meredith and I will be with him on the 15th of this month to go through from head to toe what's going on in our bodies. I suggest perhaps if you have dysfunction or something malfunctioning, you might want to take a trip down to see Ken yourself. It's pretty easy to do because he's in the Orlando area, 950 million flights a day in and out of there. Plus all the snowbirds that are on their way to Florida, like us, the fair weather friends, will be driving through. So you go through this great little, it's like Pleasantville, this town. And Ken's bringing us to a new restaurant. Looking forward to that. I'll pick up the bill, though. You make the reservation, I'll pick up the bill. How's that?
Wow.
Huh?
Offer I can't refuse.
All right, so Ken's office number down there is 352-735-1400 for an appointment, for a visit, for a trip into town, 800-LAKE-CARDIO or 352-735-1400. You will not be sorry that you spent all that time with Ken, and he will spend a lot of time with you. That's just the way he works. All right. Well, you're talking about a lot of things that have to do with men and age stuff. Here's a focus on mammograms. Of all the things that regard women's health, I find this, I think I was told that my friend isn't going to do this anymore, You're going to argue with her about that when you see her, I guess, because this thing suggests you ought to take mammograms till you're 90.
It's amazing. This all started, this controversy, in around 2009, as you recall, Doug. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force put out guidelines of who should, who should not have a mammogram, and they are so evidence-based, they will not make a comment unless there's evidence to support it. And, you know, I'm evidence-based, but then I realize if there's no study on it, I've got to use my own head to make a good judgment.
Right.
And but the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force is so intensely evidence-based, they won't comment unless there's evidence. And they felt, this group in 2009, that it was unclear after, say, age 75, because there were just no studies for them to fall back on. Mm-hmm. And the news this week, and this is from the annual meeting of the Radiologic Society of North America, which took place on Monday, this talk. And what we learned from this latest study is that mammograms, in fact, beneficial all the way to age 90. And it is what it is. So I think that this is, needs to be factored into your preventive thinking.
All right. So think about it, ladies. I think we've always said that MRIs are a lot better to detect these sorts of problems, aren't they? I suppose you have a mammogram, then you have an MRI, but isn't there, I mean, there are a lot of people that argue the mammogram is just outdated.
Well, an MRI in the right hands, in the right interpreter, can be very helpful. Mm-hmm. I guess there's an issue of cost, and in this study, they chose the old-fashioned mammograms.
Yep. All right, coming up in the next half hour, a focus on the president-elect's pick for the director of the health department. We'll get to that and more medical news and questions from you. 28 past the hour.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up, might have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. As the holiday season approaches, many families are preparing to drive long distances to spend quality time together. Here are some road trip tips to cut costs and stay on budget.
As much as we love our hometown, sometimes we want to hit the road. But did you know that on Fridays, especially during holiday weekends, gas prices are often higher?
To make our holiday road trip budget go further, we fill up earlier in the week. Another way to save money is to avoid convenience store expenses by simply packing snacks and beverages or even full meals before leaving.
Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Good Days, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing cardiologist at Lake Cardiology in Florida. Also a man who has a connection or a clue when it comes to all kinds of research that's been done. He does a lot of research in his facility as well. As a cardiologist, he's really in the forefront, speaks before groups all around the world about cardiology and the new methods to take care of things that'll keep you living longer. So we continue in that vein for sure, but I don't know if there's a political side to this. Donald Trump has picked his Health and Human Services Secretary to be sent in for confirmation. What is this signal to you, Ken?
Well, without making this political, just to report what's actually happening, if anybody thought that President-elect Donald Trump was not serious about making significant changes in how health care is delivered in America, they need to rethink their opinion, because President-elect Trump announced this week that Tom Price, that's Dr. Tom Price, will become Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Is he a congressman now?
I think he is. He's been a congressman for 10 years. He's the House Budget Committee Chairman. And he was, prior to that, a practicing orthopedic surgeon for 20 years and also taught at Emory after practicing orthopedics for a while, training orthopedic residents. And I think why he came to the attention of President-elect Trump is because since 2009, Dr. Tom Price put out his own legislation. Doug, it's called the Empowering Patients First Act, and it involves giving people tax credits. It allows for people, if they want, to opt out of government insurance. It doesn't require you to. It just gives you more choice. It makes health savings accounts much stronger and bigger, and it also creates high-risk pools for those who have problems finding insurance. The way to look at this whole issue is by two factors: how much government is involved in the delivery of care, and then how much the free market is allowed to get involved. And both Tom Price, Dr. Price, and the second announced appointment this week, Seema Verma, who's going to be head of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a huge responsible position for medicine. Both of these individuals believe in less government. In fact, Dr. Tom Price is often quoted that Washington does not know best. And Seema Verma has the same opinion. And they're also both big advocates of letting the free market get involved. They're both advocates of allowing us to buy health insurance around state lines. So imagine, instead of one, two, or three products being put in front of you, hundreds, like when you shop for a mortgage, hundreds of products being put in front of you to choose from. And that's where this is, that's the two people that President-elect Trump has chosen to really shake things up. And there are some things that I personally like about Obamacare, called the Affordable Care Act. What I don't like is that it's become unaffordable for too many people. Mm-hmm. And also, you have insurance and it has become unaffordable to use it because of deductibles, because of copays. But what is going to be kept from Obamacare, if you listen to Trump and Dr. Tom Price and Seema Verma, is the issue about pre-existing conditions. You can't exclude people from insurance because of pre-existing conditions. And also, the thing that I think is a good idea is allowing adult children on your own health insurance. And this is a second very good thing that has come out of Obamacare. But being allowed to buy health insurance around state lines, enhancing health savings accounts, giving insurers, people the choice if they want to opt out of federal insurance and then shop on their own, and empower the individual to find what's best for them. Doug, you and I are paying for pregnancy benefits right now. You know, if I'm going to become a shopper for consumer with all the choices, I don't think I'm going to buy health insurance that has a pregnancy benefit on it.
Let's hope that that's...
I doubt that's a thing that I'm ever going to need.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm thinking that you're probably right on that one. All right. So you are feeling good about the choice, and that's good. I'm happy.
Having a physician who practiced medicine face-to-face with patients for 20 years and then knows how Congress works for 10 years and already has written a plan, and it's been out there, and you hear him talk, he's open to have people massage it to make it better. He wants to work with both sides. I mean, it sounds to me he's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I'm not talking about some of the other issues with him, because people will bring up other issues. I'm talking specifically about improving the delivery of health care. Mm-hmm. And clearly, Mr. Trump has selected people who are heading towards a whole new way of delivering health care, less government and more free market in the whole system. And it's going to be an interesting year.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of interesting, I saw something that attracted my attention recently about this Alzheimer's drug that a lot of people have been talking about. It offered a lot of promise. It didn't do well in the clinical trials, so they've ended the trials. When things like this is an Eli Lilly drug, they've been through three different phases of the drug called Solanezumab. It's called. You probably saw this. I guess there are a couple of questions here, specifically about the problem of there are a couple of drugs now that supposedly help you if you get dementia or Alzheimer's, and then you know what we were talking about earlier, the things that you can do exercise-wise, all kinds of things. There's so much focus on Alzheimer's. Is this a big setback, or are there other people working on drugs to alleviate the fear that so many people have of getting Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, there is a huge fear. You know, you ask my patients, do they fear a heart attack or Alzheimer's more? And most people say Alzheimer's, and it's becoming a more common problem. So much of it is blood flow, and as the obesity epidemic gets worse, you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes, and these just factors just clog up the circulation. So Alzheimer's, as the population is getting older and more obese, you're going to see more and more Alzheimer's. So it's a huge problem. And there are some drugs out there, but none of them are really great. You get minimal effectiveness. And this was the one drug in earlier studies had shown the greatest promise at the current time. And then when it was studied in a much larger population, did not reach its potential that had been expected. It was a big letdown. But there are other drugs in the pipeline. There's just nothing out there right now ready for time for prime time. So It is a bit frustrating to those who are dealing with this, and that's why lifestyle is the best way to deal with this. Healthy diet, exercise, mental stress reduction, getting enough sleep, minimizing alcohol, not smoking, not using illicit drugs. We talked today about how marijuana was just reported this week as decreasing blood flow to the brain and increasing vulnerability to Alzheimer's disease. That was out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease just this week. And especially marijuana affecting the hippocampus with decreased blood flow. And this is where learning and memory especially occurs. And, you know, you were asking me earlier about the carotids. You know, think of water flowing to your house and there are pipes for the water outside the house. That's like the carotid artery. It brings the blood flow from the heart to the brain. And then you have your pipes for your water inside your home. And those are much smaller blood vessels that go into the brain material. And that's where in this study about increasing vulnerability to Alzheimer's disease, decreased blood flow, they're actually measuring the blood flow inside the house. That's in the brain. And it was shown that there's significantly decreased blood flow to the brain. And when you have less blood going to the brain, there's not a whole lot of good things that are going to happen.
All right. Boy, there's a lot of information there to absorb. 44 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health, brought to you by the folks at Super Beats. Super Beats. Talk about blood flow. Talk about moments of success. Talk about getting something into your system that'll give you three times the results of anything else, including eating a beet, because there are three beets in every single teaspoon of Super Beets. You put a teaspoon in a glass of water, 4 ounces of water, or a smoothie or something like that, and drink it, and your whole system will turn around. You'll wake up your system. Ken will explain how it all works.
This is a great, safe, effective product that will make us all more healthy. And we all remember from high school biology, two gases in our body, oxygen and carbon dioxide. Well, there's a third one, and the textbooks are being rewritten, called nitric oxide. This is from a discovery in only as recently as 1988. It was so important it got the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. So many of us who went to medical school before this have no idea, unless we've been keeping up, anything about this. The red blood cells carries oxygen from head to toe to the body, and your body continuously needs a delivery of oxygen to burn as fuel so that the body functions properly. And the red blood cell carries the oxygen, and the red blood cell can't get into the pipelines unless it first sprays the circulation with this other gas, nitric oxide. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, or your tank for nitric oxide will get low. And unless you eat a truckload of spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas, kale, radishes, leafy vegetables, which most of us eat a little but not enough, you're not going to have adequate storage of the building blocks. And these folks at Neogenis have remarkably, with the help of a physiologist at Baylor University, come up with a product where they have granulated beets into a powder, and they have one product called Super Beets, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide. So instead of those afternoon caffeinated beverages, you can go for the Super Beets. And their second product, Neo 40, increases the tank for nitric oxide. I recommend everybody with the saliva test strips, test your saliva, see if your tank level in your body is adequate for nitric oxide. If it's not, this Neo 40 product on the tongue as a little tablet is excellent.
All right. So you'll find you won't work out without Super Beets. You'll love it. Call 800-655-4183. It is a guaranteed product. You get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds, with your first order, and a free 30-day supply as well. Call 800-655-4183 and get on to this life-changing nutritional breakthrough. 800-655-4183. Let's get some beets together. 800-655-4183.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 69 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Joins us now. Ken's job is to go through some of the important medical news so you'll have an idea of what some of the big societies, medical societies, or some of the journals are working on. And his report is brought to you by the folks that bring us Super Beats. Dr. Ken will tell you more about that in a few moments. First, though, let's talk about how people as they age are benefiting. And this is sort of something that we could tie into a discussion of Super Beats, Ken. The aerobic exercise that one pursues, how great it is for men and women, yes?
Absolutely. This comes out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America this week. And as we get older, unfortunately, so many of us just don't think as well, remember as well. You just lose a little bit of it. I don't know if anyone on the show has that issue, but we may be able to help guard against this oncoming dementia. A significant number of people age 65 and over are affected by what we call mild cognitive impairment, and it appears aerobic exercise, Doug, can have a reasonably remarkably beneficial effect to push back against this oncoming dementia that is looking at most of us as we get older.
Yep, the older you get, the more likely you are. But if you have good blood flow to your brain, and that's what aerobic exercise helps do, you can get massages, you can get all kinds of cranial work done. I'm just wondering whether my carotid is something that we need to deal with or think about, or does that make a difference? If the blood's flowing properly, you don't have to worry about a little bit of plaque.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because blood flow is so important, having open carotids. And one of the items I wanted to talked about was, could marijuana use increase vulnerability to Alzheimer's disease? And what was discovered, it's reported this week in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, exactly what you're talking about. Actually, marijuana, and all the states are talking about legalizing it, even legalizing recreational use of it. But what it does, the marijuana decreases blood flow to the brain overall, and especially in the hippocampus, in that part of the brain. The hippocampus is responsible for learning and memory.
So, but how the carotids responsible for the blood flow, if you're using marijuana, that means even less. Let's say I have a little bit of plaque. I think we've discovered over the years that the only place in my body I have any plaque is the carotids. The rest of my arteries are fine.
Well, just to see the big picture, Doug, the carotids are the big pipes that take the blood from the heart to the brain. Mm-hmm. But then from there, it breaks down into much smaller vessels that go into the brain material itself. And that's where this study that I just talked about actually look much further downstream than
right,
what you're
talking
about. Smaller
capillaries and stuff.
Exactly,
huh?
Into the blood flow itself, directly into the brain. And this is where the marijuana appears to impair significantly blood flow to the brain. So you can connect the dots and realize what you're doing to your brain. It's not your father's marijuana.
All right. Let's just give me a few seconds on what you say to your patients at your clinic in Florida if you know they're smoking marijuana.
Don't.
Does that include edibles and hemp oil and things like that, or is it just the smoking itself?
Just stay away from it, period.
Why?
Unless a doctor prescribes THC for medicinal reasons, which is very, very limited indications. Mm-hmm. But recreational use, unless you want to damage your health, there's no good reason to do it. Go find a healthy recreation.
All right. Let's talk about let's go back to the aerobic exercise and what that does for you, and how a super beats, if used in tandem with aerobic exercise, can really be a godsend, Ken.
Well, this is based on Nobel Prize-winning research. In 1988, it was discovered that there's a third gas in the body, nitric oxide. And by 1998, it was such an important discovery that the Nobel Prize was awarded for it. And nitric oxide, it's needed from head to toe. It helps the red blood cell actually get into the circulation. The nitric oxide, it's held by the red blood cell, also holding the oxygen, and before the red blood cell can even get into the circulation, it has to spray the circulation so it opens up and the red blood cell can flow through. Your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, and if it doesn't have adequate building blocks for nitric oxide, you'll have an inadequate level. I recommend you test with these saliva test strips with Neogenes makes, and then you can figure out whether you need Neo40 to get the level up, or Super Beats to get a big boost instead of those caffeinated beverages.
800-655-4183. Call it now to order Super Beats.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.